This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Bill McDorman sells seeds. His Arizona-based mail-order company distributes vegetable, herb, grass, and wildflower seeds and garden supplies nationwide. But McDorman himself is on the road promoting a contrasting idea, seed saving.
American gardeners have been divested from this idea that they can save their own seeds. A lot of that came through advertising, but for whatever reason, we just don't think we can do it anymore. And yet it's very simple. And in fact, most gardening cultures for most of time have always done it. It's part and parcel of gardening. And not only is it important for the genetic diversity of each region, it also gives you better tasting tomatoes.
McDorman, who spoke last night in Hopland and will appear in Sebastopol next Sunday, is out to inspire individual gardeners to proactively become agents of biodiversity.
You can make a tremendous difference in engendering genetic diversity by just looking over your own garden and picking those vegetables that you want to save the seeds from the things that you like best or did best in your yard. It's a real simple hands-on process. It's not scientific. It's not complicated. It's not mysterious at all. It's natural. And then you get to do something that just makes so much sense. You get to take the best of your garden into the next year. You've selected out maybe a tomato that's adapted to your soil that you really like best, and you get to take it into the future, and that's really exciting.
Anyone can start with such easily saved seeds as beans, peppers, tomatoes, and lettuce, McDorman says, and keeping them until the next planting requires just three simple conditions.
Cool, dark, and dry. And if you do that, seeds will last for decades. Most of the common vegetable seeds we have will last way longer than most people think.
In addition to benefiting your own yard and pantry, McDorman says saving and sharing seeds is an effective and essential antidote to the ongoing corporatization of agriculture.
The industrialization of agriculture has centralized the seed industry so extremely that we have a handful of companies now that own the majority of the seeds on the planet. And they're doing what good corporations do. They're finding the products that sell best. And so it's one size fits all. They've patented very few varieties and they promote them planet wide. In a sense, what we've done is monocropped the planet.
And because those patented varieties are so few in number and generally available only to commercial farmers, backyard gardeners have a literal world of choices to grow and save.
They're the open pollinated varieties would be a scientific definition. Heirloom, those varieties are in the public domain, and those are the ones that home gardeners can save, and many times they taste better anyway. They're heirlooms because somebody saved the seeds, and usually it's because they liked it better.
Locally, the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center is a hub for saving and propagating a wide range of hardy crops. And some areas are taking things a step further by setting up community seed libraries to share what they've collected. It's a trend that McDorman contends makes perfect sense.
I think really in the end, the reason that this movement is so popular is because it's better. We have better tasting tomatoes.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.